This is the Slashdot Review Weekend Summary for Sunday, November the 7th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights of contributions to Slashdot this past weekend. Today's featured GarageBand.com artists are the Clintons from Bozeman, Montana. But now on to the news. As they used to say, number one with a bullet has to be BloggerCon 3. Trezor writes to Slashdot that BloggerCon 3 commenced with the opening session ending in a sing-along of This Land Is Your Land. Sessions ranging from introductions on blogging to comparison of bloggers and journalists. There are lots of links. Developers at O'Reilly have notes, coverage, and commentary, as well as the links we anticipate in the day or two from IT Conversations. Second only to that is the fact that Microsoft is now offering to license the Internet. Yes, that's right. NW writes that according to an eWeek story, Microsoft is beginning to assert IP rights over 130 protocols, including many basic Internet protocols such as TCP/IP, DNS, FTP, and so forth. The story originates with a mailing list post to the IETF's IPR list. Cities Without Borders. An anonymous reader writes into Slashdot there's a very interesting article about Cities Without Borders in the latest issue of MindJack. The author, Paul Hartzog, argues that we're seeing the emergence of global cities concentrating command and control functions for the global economy. For instance, the increased importance of certain cities such as New York, London, Tokyo, Frankfurt, Sydney, or Miami shows they not only support complex webs of businesses, but also participate in a global network for the production and distribution of finance and capital. This is just one example. You can read the original item and see if you agree with links on Slashdot. You might want to think twice as retailers deploy databases against their very own customers. A couple of people have submitted a piece about retailers using databases to crack down on suboptimal customers, such as those who return too many purchases to the store. There are also a few tidbits about other database blacklists that are available to companies. Customers can avoid these intrusive practices. Although the story was written by the Washington Post, there's no link to it on Slashdot because of their registration policies. Is this another case of the administration confusing national security with political undesirability? Meg writes to Slashdot that if you try searching Google images for Abu Ghraib, Lindy England, or Lindy's boyfriend Charles Greener, note that you don't get any pictures of U.S. soldiers torturing Iraqi prisoners of war. Now, if you try it with some other competitors, such as AltaVista, Lycoast, or Yahoo, it seems that Google used to be able to find those pictures, as discussed on a Slashdot link to a forum thread at Anantech. Interestingly enough, by around 6 p.m., a clarification appeared on Slashdot, where they said, "We ran a story earlier today about the lack of Abu Ghraib photos in the Google Image Index. A response from Google has stated that the image index simply had not been updated recently, as well as a fairly convincing demonstration from a Slashdot reader." Raga writes in that I, quote, "put together a page that counters the Google Center's Abu Ghraib images story. It's the tale of a Morgan Web picture on images.google.com that's been driving a ton of traffic to my web server for 7 months after it was removed. The Abu Ghraib story broke in April 2004 and officially became a non-story November 2nd, so Google's index is indeed quite far behind." In the world of politics, there's the rise of open-source politics. Incognitus writes, there's a great article in this week's The Nation about the rise of open-source politics. Never before has the top-down world of presidential campaigning been opened to a bottom-up, networked community of ordinary voters. Applied to political organizing, open-source means opening up participation and planning and implementation to the community, letting competing actors evaluate the value of your plans and actions, and being able to shift resources away from bad plans and bad planners towards better ones, and expecting more of the participants in return. Slashdot Review offers a way that you can call in with your comments. Take a look and consider participating in the site. All that's required for you to add your review of a recent slash diet item is a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone network call to 747-667-3306. The X Prize has been paid. Davy West writes that according to the Associated Press, Spaceship One designer Bert Rutan accepted the Ansari X Prize money, along with a 150-pound trophy, as a chase plane flew over the ceremony at a field adjacent to the St. Louis Science Center. It's been noted on Slashdot that Wired News writes that soldiers in the battlefield now have their own army of geek advisors that they can contact whenever they need tech support. Of course, the stakes are much higher here, with troops asking about structural integrity of bridges, roads, dams, and airfields. For example, can this structure be safely used after sustaining damage from bombings? A little bit different from the apocryphal cup holder calls that we used to think about for tech support. Developers have a chance to go on a virtual trip to Mars. Gerasal Zakwaja writes that the Drutania Virtual Trip to Mars project has made access to MOLA data simpler than ever. The data is served up as 16-bit PNG files. A bash script and interpolation programs available to automate the retrieving process. The Drutania project, still a little baby in need of developers, aims to allow anyone with a decent graphic card and broadband internet access to explore Mars and interact with other participants while connected. The data set served as the highest public available set, with 1 pixel for approximately 460 meters and uncompressed takes about 2 gigs of disk space. In the world of Linux, open source advocate VP Chris Stone has left Novell. Safety Inspector writes to Slashdot, the computer world has a story regarding the sudden departure of Chris Stone, a respected open source advocate and the man often cited as the architect behind Novell's acquisition of Xamarin and SUSE, as well as the recent open source orientation of Novell. At the same time, Novell's put up a website dedicated to dispelling the mistruths propagated in Microsoft's Get the Facts campaign. What does all this mean to the future of Novell's Linux and open source strategy? Or does any of this relate to the immediate release of Open Enterprise Server? Time will tell. And for today's shout-out, first of all, to Jemimus in the Netherlands. Of course, he probably can't hear this since his Pocket PC ActiveSync is just not working. Also, thanks to Matthew Bischoff for the link from his page. Matt, I wanted to leave a comment on a very interesting post there on the Microsoft Windows versus Linux cost of ownership. But Matt, your comments have turned off. Give me a chance. Steve Holden's podcast points out that my memory is not the greatest. Once again, Steve, thanks, and excellent, excellent content. Cowboy Neil had to post this. Darren writes that the U.S. Army is testing robots armed with shotguns. The robots are called PackBots, and they've already seen some action in Iraq. It also has chemical sensors that detect nuclear, biological, and chemical contaminants. The author writes, maybe I've seen a few too many bad sci-fi movies, but robots with shotguns scare me. If you're interested in the world of politics, and you should be, Evan Rubin has more up on electronic voting. JGO writes that Johns Hopkins computer science professor Avi Rubin has posted his experiences as an election judge on his website. It's an interesting read and exposes some potential security problems with electronic voting. At one point, he held in his hand 5 memory cards containing his entire precinct's votes. Rubin has also posted his experience in the primary election earlier on Slashdot. Underwater robots for everyone. Derek writes that a small 112-pound ocean glider named Spray is the first autonomous underwater vehicle to cross the Gulf Stream underwater. It was launched September 11th and has been slowly making 12 miles per day, measuring various properties of the ocean. Spray spent 15 minutes 3 times a day on the surface to relay its position and information about ocean conditions and then glided back down to about 3,300 feet. RoboFreak writes that 2 computer science students at Brigham Young University, Hawaii, have developed a low-cost autonomous underwater vehicle. The students also entered their robot, Love, in the AUVSI and ONR's 7th International Autonomous Underwater Vehicle Competition in San Diego Their robot received recognition in the form of an award at the competition. The robot was designed with a budget of only about $600 and seems to be the cheapest AUV around. And that's available on the link on Slashdot. And thanks for listening to the Slashdot Review Weekend Edition for November 7th, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license as detailed on Slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review Audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Today's featured album tracks from the GarageBand.com artist The Clintons. The track is You Don't Do It For Me Anymore. More music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
I know you don't think of me as funny. I'm a funny kind of guy. This, that, and the other thing. Only when I want to sing, it's always, did ya take out the trash, deposit all the cash? No time to think that the dishes in the sink and the produce ain't running so well. Oh well, all I want to do is play golf on the golden tee. The world ain't ready for me, no, no. She likes her gin slow, slow, slow. With the monkey toes, toes, toes. And maybe I suppose that you don't do it for me anymore. No, you don't do it for me anymore. With the radiation pressed against my head.
Hello.
Is anybody there? You guessed it, I messed it up when I tried to put the cinnamon in your face and leave an awful taste. So why can't I make a donation? But where'd the bottle go? It ain't my first rodeo though. Ian's got the crown and the wreath belongs to Keir. Tell me about the rules of hockey.
Yes, Keir.
And hey, who knows? We could have a cup of Joe in another century or so. Or maybe I suppose that you don't do it for me anymore. No, you don't do it for me anymore. Help me out, Jim. The way you yapped all day long. Just talk, talk, talk. I'm supposed to be shocked about a sale they had going on down at the mall. Spring, summer, and fall. Don't think so, baby doll. Get used to it. Get used to it. I like my friend Dirt said, when you're done, quit. I'm a product of the 80s.
We're talking hair rock here.
Not Marsha Brady. Hey, who knows? She likes the gin slow, slow, slow. With the monkey toes, toes, toes. And maybe I suppose. While you're here, we could have a nice talk about the plethora of trips you took around the block. I better yet, there's a short there, take a long walk.
Cause you're out of here, sweet all.
You don't do it, though.